790, man.
Let's get together and...
he sings too, man. One love, one love. We have David Owen, who is one of the organizers of this grassroots, no pun intended, Legalize ND. And we're going to get the status of the North Dakota Recreational Marijuana Initiative on to talk about that. You look pretty happy. Congratulations. Things are looking well on the initiative.
Yep. It's been almost a year in the works, and we are submitting in about 24 hours, a little less now.
When will the petitions be on the street?
Al Yeager will review it as per required by law. It'll take 3 or 4 days. We've always said December 15th was the goal. It's looking like we're going to be 2 to 3 days ahead of schedule.
Well, I remember some September and October and November predictions, too.
Well, those were best case. Blame legislative council for those.
Should everything work out, and it is on that November 2020 ballot, and if it passes, what would that do?
So I think the most important thing isn't what it would do, but what it would stop from happening. So we currently have a system where people are unable to find a job because of a criminal record. We have a system where people are continuing to get marijuana charges and lose their housing. We have families being separated because of parents losing custody over their children for marijuana charges. That all stops when this is legalized. So the most important thing isn't what it would do, but what it would stop. From a what it would do perspective, it would ensure that we're not wasting millions of dollars on incarcerating people. It would increase our tax revenue substantially. Just this week, there was someone arrested for possession of, I think it was 1,500 pounds of marijuana. And we worked it out at Legalize ND what the tax rate on that would have been. And it was close to $1.8 million that the city of Bismarck didn't get in tax revenue because it's currently illegal. That's money, Jack, that goes to the cartels. That's money that goes to some really bad people. And it's money that doesn't stay in North Dakota help anybody.
I got pretty close to the cannabis situation in Colorado doing a series of interviews here on KFGO with law enforcement, with education, and with taxation and different departments. And they were not political. They were no more for or against marijuana than someone who might be working in the liquor department. I mean, that's just what you're doing. You know, and those were a great series of interviews, and there's no problem. There's not an increase in crime. For a while they had burglary problems in Colorado
because of the banking issue. You weren't allowed to bank, and so those dispensaries were holding hundreds of thousands in cash. Well, duh.
and their school districts are providing college or at least community college education for every graduate.
And graduation rates are up. Colorado's now the fifth best education school system in the nation.
DUIs are down. And how about public consumption? If this law is allowed, will we see that?
You would not see public consumption. You would see individual consumption on private domiciles. You would not be able to consume it in like a smoke lounge. We don't have that in this state. What it would have to be is at your private home or place of residence, and assuming that your landlord, if you rent, allowed it. So it would have to be on private property.
You know, as far as using marijuana for medical purposes, I tend to think that, you know, I trust the pharmaceuticals I buy, even though I now find out some of them cause cancer, if they've taken some away from us because of that thing, including, is it Xanax? They've taken that off the market. But, you know, there's a certain element of testing and research into the efficacy of the product. Would that be done, not with recreational,
so
but it
the
is
the reason that we don't have the research that Europe has, and Europe has more research than we do on the subject, is because of the Controlled Substances Act at the federal level. And because it's labeled Schedule 1, they can't research it. Now, there's been efforts to move it from Schedule 1. They don't go anywhere particularly quickly. We're finally seeing some progress on that front, but that is a federal issue. Now, that being said, you can look at the studies and the peer-reviewed research that we do have, and what it shows is you want to know when the first medical marijuana product hit the market, Jack?
When was it?
1986. It was a medicine called Dropanemol, or also known as the brand name Marinol, and it was approved for cancer patients who had difficulty eating or who had negative side effects from chemotherapy. And it's been available since the mid to late 1980s in synthetic form. So we've known that THC is good for cancer since the 80s. It's been a prescription drug. It's just they won't let people have it in the quote-unquote smokable form. And that's where the big push is, to allow it for to be something that you can actually use and something that doesn't require you to literally be on death's door, because it has benefits that people can use. I mean, we're not getting any younger here. Sometimes we have aches and pains. Sometimes we have difficulty going to sleep. We know it's a neural inhibitor. We know that it decreases your ability to feel pain, but it's a non-addictive form. It doesn't bind to the opioid receptors.
Well, you know, we are in North Dakota, and how do you think it's going to be? I know you're optimistic. You've been working very hard, but in reality, do you have any polling?
We have polling that the person who paid for it is not letting us release it. A very generous donor spent roughly $26,000 for us to do polling and for us to get the research that we needed to draft this bill. And we drafted a bill that could pass and a bill that showed us slightly ahead. Now, understand, slightly ahead is not a slam dunk. Remember, Hillary Clinton was slightly ahead of Donald Trump, and we all know how that turned out. But it shows that we are at the very least competitive.
Do you, you obviously have confidence that there is a chance that it will pass and we'll have it. Do you think it'll be an economic boon to North Dakota?
Well, I think it's an economic boon in three ways. The first is obvious, the tax revenue. The second is the fact that we now have people getting jobs in the cannabis industry. And the third is the ending of the wasteful spending. Do you know what it costs to incarcerate someone in jail for a year? It costs roughly $50,000. To put that into perspective, for every person we lock away for a year, we could send a child to UND on a full ride for 4 years. To put that into perspective, that's the type of money we're talking about. And also, when you start getting rid of these criminal records, you'll have people who were previously in dead-end jobs, who were skilled but couldn't find gainful employment, working again. So the economic boom is really in three areas. The first is the tax revenue and the jobs that come with it. The second is the jobs that come from the sealing of the records. And the third is the fact that the government is no longer wasting thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, and it has the ability to do things that actually benefit society. Because keeping someone in jail, while necessary sometimes, is not a added benefit to the economic productivity of your society.
Someone texts in and say, what does David Owen think about Willie Nelson coming out against pot smoking? Well, I read that story, and actually he said he was quitting smoking pot because he's got some lung problems. So did you hear that?
Well, news? when you smoke, that's just like when you smoke your whole life, no matter what it is, eventually you're going to develop tissue scarring. Eventually you're going to develop certain issues that come with smoking. The benefit of being in the 21st century and having legal marijuana is we now have edibles. We have oils. We have tinctures. There are ways to get the effects without the necessary scarring of the lungs. And that's a huge step forward that came through legalization. So legalization solved the classic problem of smoking not being the best way to do anything, and it's created free market alternatives. Conservatives should understand this. The free market always leads to better, more efficient products that are more affordable.
Do you expect a formidable negative response? I remember the Chamber of Commerce came out against it, you know, for crying out loud.
I don't think it will be as bad. I still think it will be there. There is a group of people who allegedly was concerned over the way it was written, and that's why we had legislative counsel draft this for us. That's why it took 3 months longer than I would have liked. But at the end of the day, you can't get any better written than legislative counsel. This is the best possible scenario for a writing of the bill. So if you don't support it now, it's you just don't support legal marijuana. And you need to start being honest with yourself about that. And more importantly, be honest with me. Because I can have a conversation with you, but if you want to pretend that it's because of something else, we can't have a conversation as a society. You have to be honest about why you oppose it, and then we can learn.
And I put this in as a caveat, or I don't know if that's a proper word here. I always mention that David Owen, who's been with me many times on this radio show, doesn't smoke pot. He's not doing it so he can crank up the jams, man.
I have no desire to use THC. I don't need it. But there are a lot of people who do. Mm-hmm. And they should have the right to do it.
And not go to prison for it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll probably see you all over TV. We'll see you in the paper and all that, huh?
Yep. I'm not sure if I go on Tonight TV or tomorrow. We pre-recorded at Chris Berg's POV. So,
It's a... Talk to you later, man.
Talk to you later.
It's a 450. That was David Owen, Legalize ND, here on 790 KFGO.